Support for KPLU Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Art Center, presenting the exhibit Chuck Close Prints, Process and Collaboration, through September 5th at the Shack Art Center in Everett. More information at shack.org.
Today, we welcome back to our studios one of the top clarinet players in the world of jazz, Anat Cohen, comfortably playing everything from Dixieland to Brazilian music, and it recorded a terrific cover of a song by electronic musician Flying Lotus on her most recent album, Luminosa. Anat is performing in a duet with pianist Fred Hirsch. His latest trio album, Floating, earned 2 Grammy nominations, and he's recorded nearly 100 of his own compositions while working for the last 3 decades as a leader and with jazz heavyweights like Art Farmer and Clark Terry, Eddie Daniels, and many more. One of his students, pianist Jason Moran, says Fred is the LeBron James of piano. We are honored to have them here in our studios today. Please help me welcome Anat Cohen and Fred Hirsch.
Thank you.
Fred, tell us about that song.
Around 2001, I did a three-disc set for Nonesuch Records called Songs Without Words. And the Songs Without Words were six solo pieces that I wrote. This is the fourth one, and it's called Duet. And I originally wrote it as a kind of duet for the third, fourth, and fifth fingers of my right hand and the first and second fingers of my right hand. So they're playing. But with Anat, we kind of take turns playing the melody and the counterline, like the soprano and the alto part. And we've enjoyed playing that since we first played together.
Fantastic stuff. Tell us about when you first got together. Anat Cohen, you were just here a few months ago. How long have you known Fred, and when did you guys start playing together?
Well, I've known of Fred for many years, but we officially started playing together in 2012. Fred invited me to play at his duo in series he does every year at the Jazz Standard in New York, and he plays for a whole week, and every night he has different guests. And he invited me, and it was love at first sight.
Love at first chord, anyway.
Yeah. Whatever the equivalent will be musically.
Yeah, and we're actually on our first tour. So it's nice to get to play almost every night together. And, the music, you get into a really nice flow with it, as opposed to just playing one night and then you don't play for 6 months. Mm-hmm. It's really been very nice for us.
What do you enjoy, Fred, about Anat's playing on clarinet? Why did you pick her? As Sheeta said, you've done a lot of duet engagements. Why did you pick her to go on tour with and do a little tour?
I really love the duo format. For me, I have a very active left hand, which I like to use. I love the fact that we can go from crashing loud to pianissimo in a nanosecond. I love that Anat is a great listener as well as a great player. And a lot of what we do is, it's not always defined solos. We kind of make stuff together. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the great thing about duo playing. I have another kind of long-standing duo with the young guitarist Julian Lodge. And sometimes when we're playing, it's kind of hard to know, am I playing that or is he playing that? It's just it's so seamless. And I just love the sound of the clarinet and how it sounds with the piano. It's just one of the classic combinations, going back to Brahms. I mean, it's such a beautiful sound.
Anat, how did you two go about choosing the material that you were going to play when you got together for this tour?
You know, it's something that we've built over the years. We get together and Fred says, let's try this tune of mine, or let's try that tune. He encouraged me to bring my tunes, but I have not contributed as many as originals. However, I have some suggestions about standards, and sometimes we find songs that we both love that we just say, hey, let's try that one. Sometimes it just happens spontaneously.
What would you like to play for us next?
We're going to play one of a number of dedication tunes I've written. I've written probably 40 of them, dedicating them to various musicians, people I know, a couple of animals over the years. In 1986, I did my second trio album with Charlie Hayden and Joey Barron. And so this song I wrote for Charlie. Charlie Hayden grew up in a singing family in the Ozarks. Has a strong tradition to folk music, a strong connection to folk music tradition. So I wrote this for him, sort of in the style of a folk song, but not, and it's called Child Song. Thank you.
Fred Hirsch at the piano, Anat Cohen clarinet, and I should mention, just last night at the Portland Jazz Festival, they became winners once again. The Jazz Journalists Association Jazz Awards were last night at the Portland Jazz Festival. Tom D'Antoni was there giving awards to Anat Cohen for clarinetist and multi-reeds player of the year, and to our pianist of the year, Fred Hirsch. So congratulations to both of you. The mantles are getting full at their houses. Now, neither of you are from New York, but you're both based in New York. Fred for a few decades now, and Anat Cohen for more than a dozen years. And I wonder what it is about that city that that continues to inspire you. Fred?
New York in the late 70s was a very different place than it is now. I mean, the city was bankrupt. Crime was high, but rents were cheap. Artists and dancers could afford to live in Manhattan, live in the village. There was a certain kind of romance about the jazz scene. You could go to a bar and hang out with Art Blakey or Tommy Flanagan or Jimmy Rolls and get to play with all these legends because everybody was just kind of around. And it was before the jazz industry kind of got larger and more institutionalized.
Yeah.
And I guess one of the things that keeps me there now is I have an insanely cheap loft in Soho, which is rent stabilized. So I don't think I could live in a trailer in Idaho for what I pay in rent. So that's kind of nice. And my partner and I have a second home out in the woods in Pennsylvania to get away from the congestion. But still, going out to be able to and hear music any night of the week is great. There's still a lot of great food and culture amidst a lot of retail shopping. I just, right now, I can't imagine living there anywhere else. But I did turn 60, And I'm beginning to think that maybe at some point I could see my life somewhere else. But it's still an incredibly wonderful, vital place.
Now, a not younger person, perhaps a different perspective, what is it about the city that you love?
Well, the same, except living there in the 70s, which I did not do. but the fact that it's still this, you know, the center of the universe in as far as culture, and really the fact that, you know, even without driving anywhere, you can just walk from one inspiring event to another and just see people doing their thing, and the pace is quite fast. So that is definitely not for everybody, but it's inspiring because people never stop creating and doing and moving. And even if you go on tour for a month and you come back and suddenly everybody's doing something else, and so it's great because it keeps you on your toes.
We've seen just recently, I think because filmmaking is becoming a lot more inexpensive, some great documentaries. Nina Simone recently, and there was another one recently I just watched that was also really the Jaco Pastorius documentary recently. Fred Hirsch is not immune to the documentary craze. The Ballad of Fred Hirsch just premiered in March at the Full Frame Film Festival. What was it like to see your life, quote unquote, on screen?
The two filmmakers, when they gave me, they didn't let me see the film until it was about 95% locked.
Oh, boy.
And they told me, they said, this is going to be the most difficult thing you ever do in your life. Watch yourself for 85 minutes. And the reason that it was so difficult is, of course, I was in every frame of film. I remember exactly what they shot and exactly what happened. And you're looking at this thing and going, why did they dwell on this? And why wasn't that there? And, you know, gee, I look fat. And, you know, but the story that they chose to tell ultimately is not just about my health or being a coma survivor or any of that kind of stuff. It's really a music documentary. And it's about my process as a musician. And I think they did a really beautiful job with it. I've really come around to loving the film.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. We've got a film festival going on now. I'm not sure if it's playing here, but I'm going to get to it soon. You also are just about to release your memoir, Good Things Happen Slowly. I think that comes out next year, slowly as it happens. Can you tell us about the differences between the documentary and your own memoir?
Well, a memoir, of course, you have control over every word. And, you know, you can also really take your time and chew on it for a really extended period so that, it's definitely a multifaceted book. It's not just your typical jazz documentary. There's a lot of stuff in there about identity and health and activism and some things that are going to be very surprising even to my family that they don't even know about. And I know it's going to be very interesting when they get their first read. But I've always been a person, you know, in music and in life, I don't hold back. And the title Good Things Happen Slowly is kind of could be applied to my career. I turned 60 in the fall, and all these great things have been happening for me in these last 5 years or so. Overnight success at 60. And but also it comes from when I was admitted to the ICU, septic shock, and they put me into a coma and wheeled me away. My partner was standing there for a while, and nobody was coming to him and telling him if I was dead or alive. And a doctor came up and hugged him and said, in the ICU, good things happen slowly, but bad things happen fast. Mm. Which is really, you know, they said, you know, 72 hours, we'll see what happens. You know, and fortunately I pulled out, and, you know, and to make music with somebody like Anat, you know, who's so receptive and playful, you know, it's just really a joy, and to be able to just feel like I can completely be myself I think we both feel that way with each other when we play. We can just be ourselves and explore, and that's a beautiful thing. That's why I got into this in the first place.
Right on. And we've got time for one more song. What have you got for us to finish the day, Anat?
Got to do some Fats Waller.
All right.
Some Jitterbug Waltz. Thank you.